People often think of sweet, sugary foods as a naughty treat, something that might not be great for your waistline, but a tasty indulgence, whether it's a slice of cake, a bowl of ice cream, or some candy or chocolate. But as you probably know, excess sugar is far more than just a naughty treat. Excess sugar consumption is strongly linked to a long list of medical problems, from obesity and type 2 diabetes to heart problems and cancer. And that's not to mention all the ways it can impact on your mental health, from inducing feelings of anxiety and irritability to leaving you feeling exhausted and burnt out all the time. So it's certainly not just your teeth and gums that suffer when you're over-consuming sugar. And astonishingly, the amount of sugar that manufacturers are putting in everyday products like soups and breakfast cereals has more than doubled over the past few decades. A can of soup that used to have 2.6 grams of sugar in 1978 now has up to 6.4 grams of sugar. That's more than double. And the same brands vary between countries. A particular brand of cereal bought in Spain or Italy might have significantly lower amounts of sugar in it than the same brand bought in England or America. Why, you might ask? Well, according to the manufacturers, some countries just have a sweeter tooth than other countries. But a sweet tooth is acquired through habit, through what you're familiar with eating. So arguably, these manufacturers are actually training us to have a sweet tooth by gradually raising the sugar levels in their products. So, we recommend you also take a look at the nutrition labels on any processed foods you buy, whether it's ready meals, cereals, soups, and find products that don't contain the excessive amounts of added sugar and food manufacturers usually slip into their products. Now, the good news is that your sense of taste can change within a fairly short space of time. People who cut down on salt soon adjust to enjoying their meals with less salt. And then if they do try to eat something really salty, the taste of salt is often overwhelmingly strong for them. They've effectively retrained their taste buds. And there are probably many types of food and drink that you didn't like as a young child that now you enjoy as an adult. So you already know that your taste buds can spontaneously change in their preferences. And hypnosis can make these kinds of changes in perception happen more easily and spontaneously, so that as you relax repeatedly to this download, excessively sugary foods will start to taste sickly sweet to you, and you'll find yourself naturally drawn to eating more nourishing, health-promoting foods. Now, if you haven't yet closed those eyes, you can do that right now. And as you prepare to relax very deeply, and here and now, as you just listen to the sound of these words, and notice the sensation of whatever it is that you're resting on, you can begin by taking in a slow, deep breath, and then let the air out, very slowly and smoothly. And as you breathe like this, breathing in fully and deeply, breathing out slowly and smoothly, that body can begin to spontaneously respond, to spontaneously relax, because this kind of slow, deep breathing sends that body a signal that here and now, all is well, and it's safe to let go inside, all the way into a growing state of comfort and rest, where you might notice those shoulder muscles loosening a little more with each and every out-breath. That's right. And as you notice the position of those hands and those feet, the temperature of the air against that face, I'd like you to remember, to really remember, that you're listening to this for a reason, and that you can relax here and now with a very deliberate intention that you want to use this time to make changes in the kind of foods you're drawn to eating, in the kinds of drinks you're drawn to drinking, so that your taste buds can begin to guide you towards food and drink that'll support your health and your physical well-being, that will support your happiness and your mental well-being, and that it's time to learn here and now, to instinctively learn, to leave behind those syrupy sweet tastes of the past and enjoy the way you can unconsciously surprise yourself by discovering your tastes are changing spontaneously over the days and weeks ahead. And with that deliberate intention to use this time to make these inner changes now, you can prepare to drift all the way down and allow your conscious mind to begin to take a back seat, just as it does when you drift off to sleep at night. And the deeper, more unconscious part of your mind begins to dream dreams that you didn't need to consciously plan in advance. It's that inner intelligence, the part of your mind that keeps you breathing, that keeps that heart beating, the part of your mind that's been relaxing that body even more, even as I've been talking. And you might notice how those facial muscles have begun to smooth out, how even the muscles around the eyes, the muscles in the jaw, in the neck, have all begun to relax. Each and every cell breathing a deep, comforting inner sigh of relief. That's it. And as I count down from 5 to 1, your unconscious mind can relax that body for you twice as deeply. With each number it hears, and you can even get the sense of drifting out of yourself, so you can just watch that body relax even deeper with each number. Now. And 5. That's it. Watching that face and those shoulders relax twice as deeply. And 4. Those arms down there, so comfortably heavy, relaxing deeper and deeper still. And 3. As the dreaming part of your mind prepares to dream dreams that can transform things for you now, even more deeply. That's it. And 2 times the relaxation, 2 times the comfort inside is yours to feel at one with your own body's ability to simply be deeply still and quiet inside and outside of time, with all the time in here to change this time, which is yours, to take the time to remember, to really remember changes, spontaneous changes that those taste buds have experienced and enjoyed experiencing. Flavors you never liked as a little child, maybe tea or coffee, maybe alcohol, maybe spices and seasoning, maybe sauces, that as you grew up, your taste buds learned to thoroughly enjoy. Because you know how fashions change, how people can all be wearing one style of clothing, a particular look that's promoted in magazines, and then the next year or 2 years later, that fashion has changed. And over the years, the way you dress changes. The clothes you're drawn to wearing changes. And if you stepped out in items of clothing from 1975 or from 1985, you'd feel pretty out of place, like you're in the wrong decade. Because our tastes change subtly, sometimes without our even noticing. And you know the taste of sugary sweetness. And for some time now, those taste buds have guided you towards those kinds of flavors. So much so that you actually became a bit desensitized to sweetness. because for most of humanity's evolution, the foods we sustained ourselves with were primarily savory. Meat, plants, nuts, roots, a few berries here and there, but nothing like the sugary, dense array of products that fill the supermarket shelves today. And if you'd always eaten a primarily savory diet, can you imagine how overwhelmingly sweet a biscuit would taste? It would be like eating spoonful after spoonful of sugar syrup. Or treacle, one big spoonful. The reality of that syrup in your mouth, thick and syrupy, then swallowing it down that throat. And then another spoonful, sinking into the pot of treacle, scooping it up. As threads of treacle stretch down from that spoon, and then lifting it up to that mouth, thick and syrupy in the mouth, then swallowing it down that throat, and then another spoonful. And here and now, your unconscious mind can really amplify the taste of sugar, the taste of sweetness, of golden syrup in the mouth, of really tasting it more and more strongly. The sugar receptors in that mouth coming back to life, waking up again, so that you can fully taste how sweet the foods you've been eating really are. So that you can fully taste how sweet the drinks you've been drinking really are. As you notice the reality of another big spoonful of treacle or golden syrup, and another, the cloying reality of eating a whole jar of it, and then opening a second jar, and seeing the rows and rows of jars you've still got to eat. And you can really start to feel slightly sick inside. Sick of too much sweetness, too much sugar. As you begin to smell and taste this same sugary sweetness, twice as intensely, with more than double the concentration in each and every one of those excessively sweet foods you used to eat. And you might notice that nose and mouth wrinkling up, recoiling in distaste at the mere thought of having to eat all that sugar, at having to laboriously lift huge spoonful after huge spoonful of that treacly sweet stuff into that mouth. That's it. And you can notice how much that body begins to protest against the damage that sugar is doing to those organs. Not just the teeth, not just the gums, but the heart, the brain, the very capacity of those muscles and organs to receive proper nourishment rather than these empty calories. And as you listen to that body, you can notice what it says about all that excess sugar, now that it has the right to speak up for itself, the way it can begin to firmly protest against all that excess sugar, and to instinctively start to protect itself from harm. That's it. And as your unconscious mind makes all the necessary adjustments inside to allow those taste buds to grow out of that old sugary sweetness phase and to guide you towards health-promoting foods, it's going to help you feel so much more healthy, so much calmer and more balanced. And you can notice a future you just there in front of you, radiating a sense of well-being and looking so much healthier, more toned, and making healthier choices for breakfast, for lunch, for dinner. And noticing how that future you is someone, if someone offers them high sugar foods or drinks, can just politely decline, saying, "No, thank you." Most of the time, and of course, if your best friend's child has just made their first ever cake, then you can still feel free to be polite and have a taste. But it's strikingly noticeable that this future you is generally quite indifferent to those old hypersweet foods and drinks. And you can just get a sense of how this is going to feel to be able to look at a sweet drink, to see all that syrupy sugar oozing out of it, and feel comfortably indifferent to it. Or to see a sugar-packed snack, to see all that sugar syrup crammed into it, and feel comfortably indifferent to it as you really relish eating healthier, nourishing foods and drinks, and feel so much better for it, inside and out. And you can listen to this session often and deepen these healthy changes in your taste buds each time that you do. And for now, you can begin to feel more alert and refreshed. That's it. As I count from 1 to 5, and you can just prepare to return to the here and now with a real sense of good feeling. That's it. And 1 and 2. As you notice the position of your body, and the sensation of awareness of whatever it is you're resting on. And 3 and 4. That's it. Coming all the way back now. And 5. And then whenever you're ready, you can just have a nice stretch and open your eyes.